Well, it's from the Green Mountain Conservation Group. We're a six-town watershed organization located in the Ossipee Watershed on the eastern central part of New Hampshire. 03882 is our zip code. I'm here tonight to speak on behalf of the Green Mountain Conservation Group and are opposing the proposal by Northern Pass. There's been a lot of conversation about NIMBY, and we're here to talk about NIABY, which is not in any backyard. Our state is small, it's narrow, and this is going to have huge environmental impacts, cultural impacts, and historic impacts. If a private company were to come to you guys today and say, hey, you know, we'd like to build a new interstate because we need to move people from Quebec to Massachusetts, would you even consider a new interstate? Of course you wouldn't consider a new interstate. So I think the simple solution is you need to really do a feasibility study on co-locating either on the existing towers or even some kind of conduit through those. So we wanted you to really look at that. And we have 3 points environmentally that we'd like you to look at as well. The negative impact on conserved lands. We're also a land trust, and we work a lot with state organizations. There are thousands of acres of protected lands from a northernmost area of the proposed project in Columbia through central New Hampshire to Deerfield. The conserved lands, whether protected by conservation easements or owned in fee by a land trust or other organization, have been conserved with federal, state, local, and private money for the intent of preserving them in perpetuity. The conservation value of the property must be upheld. Condemning property that donors thought would be protected in perpetuity would do real damage to the future success of land conservation across the country. It's really going to send a bad message, so that's something I really hope you'll consider. The negative impact on New Hampshire working forests is something you also need to look at. New Hampshire has struggled with the loss of the paper industry throughout the past decade. With the loss of this industry, working forests have been put at risk to liquidation logging, subdivision, and the loss of sustainable timber management. The Northern Pass will harm efforts to promote sustainable forestry. There will be no forest management plan as part of the proposal, and instead, there will be a wide clear-cut path that will need to be maintained with herbicides and pesticides. Furthermore, clear-cutting this land will flood the local wood market and hurt business owners, woodlot owners, and local loggers. And my final point, which I don't think there's been much discussion about, is the cultural and historic aspects of our state. The landscape and the wilderness of the White Mountain National Forest that is the heart of New Hampshire has historically lured artists, writers, philosophers, rusticators, and explorers to the North Country. They ventured to New Hampshire to seek something bigger, something sublime, open, empty space, wildness, beauty, and remoteness. Visitors came here and come here to find an undisturbed world, a world where the old man in the mountain beckoned to the sky to remind us that there is something bigger than us. Thomas Cole, who was a painter and a writer in the 1830s, wrote, quote, "In the mountains of New Hampshire, there is a union of the picturesque, the sublime, and the magnificent. There are the bare peaks of granite, broken and desolate, cradling the clouds, while the valleys and broad bases of the mountain rest under the shade of noble, varied forests, and the traveler who passes on his way to the White Mountains cannot but acknowledge that although in some regions of the globe nature has wrought on a more stupendous scale, yet here she is completely married with grandeur and loveliness. There he sees the sublime melting into the beautiful, the savage tempered by the magnificent. We have lost the old man in the mountain. It fell down. Do we want to replace our icon that has been our state emblem for so many decades with towers? I don't think so. Please look into this. Co-locating is it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Blair.